Okay, so once again, Gemach Sima Tova to everybody, and a good Yor. Again, I said, hopefully we're not a name for Rosh Hashanah. I want to finish today the sugya that we were talking about of Dam below Hargosha. One believes she has a Rias Dam, but there was no Hargosha. And really the question was, or the focal point, is what exactly Hargosha is necessary for. Obviously, we had the din of Shmuel and Daf Nun Zan Rebeis, and Shmuel says that a woman is Tahora because we have a Drosha, Shenemar Bivsora, Ad Shetargish Bivsora. That was back in source two of this source collection. Okay, that the Dam below Hargosha is Tahor. Then the Gemara modified that. That was on the top of the Nizam Rebbe, or earlier in the Nizam Rebbe, on the bottom of the page. Rebbe Yirmiyahu Difti comes along and says that the Moda Shmuel Shetmei with the Rabbanon. Even without Hargosha, Shetmei with the Rabbanon. And then Rashi had a different way of learning. But the question is, what exactly is the Hargosha? We boil it down to the old question of the old question of a Simon versus a Siba, right? I mean, do we assume, that Hargosha simply is the way of telling us that this is Dam and Hamokar? She has Hargosha. The person, woman has a discharge of Dam. We don't know whether it's Dam and Hamokar, it's uterine blood or not. So Hargosha informs us. It lets us know that this is Dam and Hamokar, it's a Simon. Or no, besides knowing Dam and Hamokar, you also have to have Hargosha. That was really the question which we focused upon our last time, and we mentioned that there may be Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. We also discussed in this connection because Rabbi Kiva, already in the Mishnah, on the Nechasim Beis, a later Mishnah, mentioned a story that where a woman had came with a Kesem. Kesem, again, this means a stain. She obviously didn't have any Hargosha, and Rabbi Kiva asked her all kinds of questions, and they determined that it was a possibility that the Taka the Dam came from some other source. It was a Makkah, some kind of internal cut, or maybe a irritation, or whatever it was. Okay, and apparently, Rabbi Kiva rendered her Tahor, and he has a drosha called Dam below Kesem, right? It says, Isha Kisi, Zoba Dam, Dam Yezoba, sorry, Dam below Kesem. Okay, so again, that particular case of Rabbi Kiva, the suffix was Taka, whether it was Dam in Hamokar or not. And in that case, again, we don't say Sveikah the Raya. So the Chumar, so we had also a little analysis of what exactly Shmuel added to the din of Rabbi Kiva, right? And as what Shmuel, who's an Amora, obviously, after Rabbi Kiva, is adding. So we had different ways of approaching it. It could be that Rabbi Kiva was talking about a case of, we have a case of Suffolk Meguva, Suffolk Baalma. So there will be Mitar because of Dam below Kesem. But if we know that it's Min HaMokar, right, I showed you with Ratchuas HaRamah and others, if we know that it's Min HaMokar, as we keep this situation, Rabbi Kiva was Mekel because we don't know where the Dam came. We have no way of ascertaining where this Dam came from. And it was a reasonable possibility that Taka didn't come from the Mokar with some kind of irritation or cut or something like that. That was a particular case he had a cut and then it became a skib. But she determined that the skib could peel and it could blood again. Anyway, so there was a question whether it's a Suffolk Megufa, Suffolk, not Megufa, Suffolk Min HaMokar and Suffolk not Min HaMokar. So there, Rabbi Kiva is Matire, based on his drosha Dam below Kesem. But if it was Vada Min HaMokar, Rabbi Kiva could be, wouldn't be Mekel. Okay? And that is what Shmuel comments and says, no, that will, that's where Hargosha would come in. So Shmuel could be saying that we're Mekel, or you could say that Shmuel was simply, the Aruch Lanair said that no, Shmuel was simply modifying Rabbi Kiva. So that's a further question of how we understand those cases. Rabbi Kiva could behold, we're only Mekel, we don't know where it's from. Shmuel seems to say we're Mekel, even if we could ascertain where it came from, but because it was Taka no Hargosha. So that's an issue of how we... So let's just look again quickly at a couple of sources quickly we saw last time. In the Mishonim already, Ramban, in source number 10, in the Chidush Ramban, on the Daf Nidin and Beis and Beis, he writes, V'afilo b'yadua shemigufa chazoi dvar Torah tahara. Okay, even if we know, we have a way of finding out. Okay, we know for sure. So obviously... The Chiddush Ramban is more like Tosis, the Tosis we had last time, that Hargosha is a separate requirement, it's a Siba. On the other hand, the Tosis Rid on the Nzaim Rebbeis, conceivably anyway, you certainly could read it that way, that sounds like you need the both, okay? Because Tosis Rid writes, Dafkin Hirgisha Viyado Shiyotza Dam, I'm sorry, that's in source 11, the Tosis Rid, didn't need the Nundal Rebbeis. The Hargosha, according to him, the Hargosha is sort of like the same reason as checking the ground to know, we just want to know whether it was Dam, okay? And the Rashba and the Chidushim says more like the Ramban, you have to have Hargosha. So anyway, so different ways of understanding it. The last thing I think we did at the very end last time was a tshuva from the, I'm sorry, question? Oh. We had a tshuva from the Rami Lublin in Simon Bey, is written to the Shalom, okay, where again he presents the whole thing, okay. What if we have a way of knowing? It's clear that the Don came from her. He had a case where a woman became a nida in the middle of the, during the night, and they had tashmish, and they realized what happened. He was asking about tshuva and so on, appropriate for now. Anyway, but the bottom line, what emerges from all of this is that there seems to be kind of a couple of issues. One is, what role does the Hargosha play? And number two, what I want to get into now, for the remainder of this year, is, are we choshish for Hargosha? In other words, what role does Hargosha play? I'm sorry, yeah, what is the purpose of the Hargosha? But furthermore, the question is, whether we're choshish for Hargosha when she didn't have it, because we discussed already last time. Sometimes we assume, perhaps based on the Gemara, that same Gemara Nida, that the Hargosha, she may have had a Hargosha, was masked, she didn't sense it. And then we had, the Aruch HaShulchan mentioned, that we spoke about this a couple of last week, right? The Aruch HaShulchan mentions that women say today that they don't have any Hargosha whatsoever. So we don't assume that they're lying. The answer is that they don't really understand, or we don't know exactly, they don't realize that there's a Hargosha. But Moshe also, again, was asked that question. We mentioned that last time, right? That Moshe said that he's hesitant to be makel and so on. Anyway, so those are the issues that we're in the middle of. I just wanted to shout, I don't know if we read it last time, we said it at the end, okay? The look in the Rambam, Hilchos Yisur Bia, Halacha Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, which is in Source 16. If you look in the Rambam, runs, Eino isha mistamina Torah benido b'ziba ad shetargish. Okay, the Rambam says that she doesn't have a hargosha, she's not tamei. V'tira adam v'yotzi etzim sar. K'moshe b'yarnet. V'tira t'meim eisha tira l'habo b'vad. V'lo hirgisha u'botko motzo dam l'fnim b'prozdor. Harez v'cheskas shebo b'hargosha. But the Rambam seems to be saying that they require a hargosha, right? If she didn't feel it, okay, and she checked and she found it was dam inside, it's a chazokah that came with hargosha. The Rambam, it says she didn't have it, but she found dam inside. So there's a chazokah that she had a hargosha. What does that mean? That means, according to the Rambam, the hargosha is an independent requirement. Okay, it's an independent requirement. If we know the dam came from the mukar, okay, so that means there must have been a hargosha. It's almost turning on its head because, we said that the possibility is that Hargosha lets us know that there was Dam in Hamokah, right? And that was one way of looking at it. Hargosha is a simon that it's Dam in Hamokah. The way the Rambam spells it out, it comes out almost, turns it around, because it's telling us that if we know that this is Dam in Hamokah, then the Taka was a Hargosha. The meaning that the Hargosha is a separate requirement. You hear what I'm saying? The indication of she saw this dam in Amokor, so then the chazok is there was a hargosha. Now, then the Ram writes in Halacha Beis, of course, that's the right, so Mdivri Sofim, Shekol Haroa Kesem, Dam al Basar, Begada, Alpha Bishaloi Gisha, and Alpha Bishabor Katz Maloma, to Dam Harizet Tmeh, Kila Motza Dam Liftim Bissar, Vitumas of the Sofik, Shema Kesem Zev Dam Acherba. Of course, Mdivri Rabbanon, okay, Mdivri Rabbanon, so we assume even there's no hargosha, just a Kesem, that's a Dindar Rabbanon. Okay, is it with me? That's we're up to. So let's move from here to the question of Chayshin and Lahargosha. Okay, Chayshin and Lahargosha. Shmuel, that could be what Shmuel holds, the din of Ad Setargish is we're choshish that there was some sort of Hargosha, at least to Rabbanon level. Again, Shmuel, go back for a second to the ruling of Shmuel. Okay, back in the beginning of the sugya in the Zanu base. Okay, Shmuel says, "Amar Shmuel Barka Karkon Yeshalel Motz Adam Alei Tahora Shenemar Bivsara Ad Shetargish Bivsara." Okay, but then Rav Yirmi Medifti says, "Mode Shmuel Shmitmei the Rabbanon." Right, the Shmuel would agree that she's Shmitmei the Rabbanon. Why? Why? So again, that could be because. Let me just clarify. Because Shmuel says you have Xeris Hakos of Bivsara. Bivsara means she has to have Argosha. Good. But Shmuel admits, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Shmuel admits that even if she doesn't have an Argosha, she's Tmei Rabbanan. Why would that be? So again, there's two ways to look at that. You could say, because Rabbanan, you don't require Hargosha. You don't need a Hargosha. Or you could say, no, we're choshesh that there was a Hargosha. She just didn't sense it. You know what I'm saying? There's different ways to look at the William Shmuel. All right. So really, now we have to understand two ways to. Is everyone with me? Am I everyone here? Right. Good. Yeah. Okay. So everyone, you hear? In other words, the question now: are we kosher or gosher? Will depend on the maskana of that gemara. Neither about Shmuel. There's two ways to read it. Either there's no need for hargosha in order for him to come and need the drabbanon. Okay. Or there is a need, but in these cases, the hargosha was masked by something else. So if we say the hargosha was there, it was masked, that means we're choshesh, we can be choshesh hargosha. If not, then we are not choshesh hargosha. In other words, where does the hargosha fit in, or the chashash hargosha? In other words, that's the question. Everyone hear how, can understand the maskana, all right? And even on a Doraisa level, even without Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Difti, because let's remember, the Gemara had a whole bunch of toshmas challenging the view of Shmuel, even on a Doraisa level, okay? The challenge the view of Shmuel. In each case, okay, even before you get to the Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Difti, in each case, the Gemara says, oh, no, that was different, Remember, we had the case of the woman who checked herself. And then we said, No, what she felt was the checking and not the argosha of Dam coming out. Then they asked, what about during a Meir Glayim, right? So she felt, that was the sensation of the urination, of urinating. And then we had the Baitashin, no, that wasn't argosha, that was the argosha of the man's aver, and so on. All those cases, all right? So there's really, even on the Raisa level, there's two ways to read the Maskan of the Gemara, which hence the question of, Siman and Siba. Either there's no need for the Hargosha, okay? And therefore, whatever she felt was something else. There was some other sensation that was in the mix, okay, whatever one it was. Or there is a need, but the Hargosha was missed, And if we say the Hargosha was there, but it was missed, so then we can say, so therefore, we're choshesh for Hargosha. Right, and if our conclusion is that there is a need for hargosha, but in all those cases the Gemara brought, the hargosha was kind of masked by some other thing, so then the conclusion is that we should be choshish for hargosha, right? The Rabbanan, we should be choshish for hargosha because we're concerned about being masked. On the other hand, if in those cases that's not what we're saying that there was no hargosha, we don't have to be choshish for hargosha. So that's really the issue. So take a look at the Trumas Hadeshin. 17, Psokim Ksav and Simon Mem Zayin. The standard edition of Trumas Hadeshin, there are two sections to the Trumas. The first part is Shalos HaTrumas, Trumas Hadeshin. And there, I think we mentioned once in the past, that the Chizor points out that the Trumas Hadeshin asked a lot of the Shilas himself, meaning he presented his Piskei Halacha in a question and answer format, even though he wasn't necessarily asked that particular Shila, but he asked it in order to bring out his din, right? So but the second part is Psokim Ksavim. So he writes in the Simon Mem Zayin of the Psalm Ksavim 7 section, Gama Shekhasav Denuah the Sfek Dabonahi, Ho Vitomid Roy He below Hargosha. You have a woman who never has Hargosha, okay? Who never has Hargosha. That's the issue, okay? Should we say, in other words, do we say that we should be Choshesh that Shitaka has the Hargosha? She never felt it, right? She never felt it. And in this particular case, she's almost as if she has nothing to compare it to. She never has this, never experiences this particular sensation. And nonetheless, he writes, does the Trumas Hadeshin, Ein nira dero machmas tashin nami ein margesh, ni margesh, nifta achere pshita tzmeh, el amina hargosha shamashu, afagav b'cho pam below tashmash, ein roya klum below hargosha, okay? He seems to say that we are choshish for hargosha. We need the hargosha, and with Rabbanan, we have to be choshish that there was a hargosha. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Trumas Hadeshin. We do need a hargosha, okay? And with Rabbanan, we're choshish there was a hargosha. All right. Even though she doesn't necessarily sense it. Okay, that's what comes out from the Trumas Hadeshin. We're choshish hargosha on the Raisa level. Okay, with Rabbanan. I'm sorry, we require Hargosha on the right. So with Rabbanan, we choshish, there was a Hargosha. That's how he presents it. If you look in the Rambam, okay, it appears also that he would agree. Because the Rambam, Hilchos Surah, be a perk, Dal, Alocha, Tez, Zayin. Take a look in 18. The Rambam wrote, Hatsnuos, Ein, Misham, Shos, Elosha, Achi, Yidu, Atzman, Tchila, Kodim, Tashmish. Okay, a woman should check herself before Tashmish. But Isha Shaila Ves is a different point. A woman who has no set time to get a period, then she should always check herself before Tashmish because you never know when she's going to need that. That's a different thing. Okay, and the woman who has a completely erratic menstrual cycle, so then anytime she's preparing for Tashmish, who knows? She could get the period anytime, so she better check herself before. That's a different thing. Okay, that's something else. So what comes out from the Rambam? The Rambam says if you have to check before and after, or at least everyone has to check after, what do you mean? Even though there was no Hargosha? The answer is we're Choshish. It was Hargosha during the Tashmish, and it was masked by something else, right? It was masked by the Tashmish. So again, the Rambam also seems to be saying, like the Chumash Hadeshin, that there is need for, you better check because there's always a concern that there was a Hargosha and you just didn't sense it. So again, according to the Rambam, we said before, the Rambam does require a Hargosha, okay? And now we're saying, Midrabanan, we assume that there was a Hargosha, okay? And even if you find, why does she have to check herself? She has to check herself. If she finds Dan, then we have to assume she's in either. So, what happened to Hargosha? The answer is, we're Choshes, there was Hargosha. Is everyone with me? Okay, the Chumash Hadeshin and the Rambam both come out that way. However, not everybody agrees. We take a look in the Hagos Maimonides on that Rambam, Paragdal Alochat Zayin, Oschof 19. Hagos Maimonides is not so convinced of this, and he quotes, as we'll see in a moment, he quotes those who disagree. Okay. So look what he writes in Oschof. He says all these Gemaras, on which the Rambam seems to be based and others are based, these are all, they talk about women doing bedika before Tashmish and after Tashmish. He says, quotes those who say, all those, I think I mentioned this, Hagos Maimonides is really, it's not a commentary on the Rambam, it's not analyzing the Rambam, he brings what others say. So he says all these bedikas that the Gemara talks about, that's aslinin asuka b'taras. Those are dinim and tum and tara, women who are involved in working with the taras and so on and so forth. Ava ladidan kol labaila lo boi bedika. Labaila, to allow bia with her husband, we don't need a bedika. V'chol hanoshim b'cheskes tahoros labalayim k'dileil b'perik zeh. All women are assumed to be, unless there's something that indicates, but all women are generally assumed to be tahoros labalayim. All these chumras about checking before, that's a woman who's osekas b'taharas. Very important line. V'chosar ben osimcha, further. She'ein isha resha l'hachmer atzma livdok achar tashmish. Okay? She should not check after Tashmish. It's wrong for her to check herself to see if she was bleeding after Tashmish. Why? Because what are you looking for trouble for? What are you looking for trouble for? Okay, why should you check? Now, livdo kodim Tashmish for shayadon hachman atzmo kiditan kodim libo livdo karezim mishubach and so on. Okay, that's an earlier statement in neither. In other words, the Hagos Maimonides is saying the name Rabbeinu Simcha, that a woman should you only have to do bedikas for Tashmish purposes and not in terms of being permitted to her husband. And Rabbeinu Simcha says she shouldn't. What is she looking for trouble for? She had no hargosha. There's no reason to assume that there was any dam. There was nothing indicating them. So what's she going to start doing an internal examination now for after Tashmish? You want to be machm before Tashmish just to be on the safe side before, okay? All right, but afterwards, he doesn't think it's right. V'chein mori Rabbeinu. Now that's Hagos Maimonides with the Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg. Okay, Maram Rutenberg was considered sort of the last of the Balei Tosfos. Okay, so the Hagos Maimonides was a disciple. The author of Hagos Maimonides was a disciple of the Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg. So was the Mordechai. Okay, again, one of the major poskim, from whom we have thousands of tshuvas. Maram Rutenberg, major poskim Ashkenaz. And everyone knows the story, right? He was thrown in jail and the whole thing. Anyway, so the Tashbetz, the Talmud of his, Ashkenazic Tashbetz. So he says, V'chein Mori Rabbeinu Micha Be'isha Shaisa Bodekas Tamid Achar Tashbetz. He objected to the idea of a woman checking herself all the time after Tashmish. We have a pre-shein lovesis. Lama tachmir lekalkel atzma v'dorish asur l'chachamim. Okay? The whole thing is only a chomer d'rabbanan, so why should she be mekalkel herself? Kevan d'midoraisa b'inan shetargish b'vsara. Midoraisa, you have to have hargosha. Ela d'rabbanan asur roe below hargosha kamo ksamim. Right? Midoraisa, you have to have hargosha. And she didn't have one. So there's no problem with the Raisa. What do the Rabbanan say? Rabbanan asur roa below Hargosha. Rabbanan only asked if she saw Adam without having a Hargosha, like a Kesem. So Vehem Amru, the Hechod, the Ashkecha Dam Asu. But Vehem Amru, Shalivdok, right? Almost like a Hem Amru, Vehem Amru. You hear the Marmenberg's point? Marmenberg says, Midoraisa, you need to have Hargosha. Okay, that is no doubt. And that's exerts a custom. Bivsara, Asher, Targish, Bivsara. Fine. What did the Rabbanan come along and do? Says the Maram Rundberg. The Rabbanan came along and said, if she was a roa, she bled, she saw dam, okay, without hargosha, so then we're going to be machmir with a kesem also, assuming it's the right size and various other criteria are met. But Lemaisa, that was the Rabbanan. But not that, why should she examine herself? She didn't see any dam. So, heim amru, hecha de ashkecha dam asru. Yeah, if she found them, she bled. Okay, then take, that's a kesem, so we have to machmir drabanan, of course. All right, he's not doing away with the din drabanan. But v'heim amru shalol adav, v'heim pasach rashbam, and so on. Okay? V'zeh l'shon, so perkam, v'zeh l'shon v'sham, ina mehachad bein isha sheish oves, bein isha ein la bizman, ein la bizman hazeh delek ataras, lo boy b'tika, lo shachris, lo arvis, v'lo lifnei tashmish, lo acharkein. Okay? So that's the Rashbam, Bechein Kasav Rokeach. So many of the Ashkenazi poskim said that no, we're not. We have to be choshish for Hargosha. Even after Atashmish, against the Rambam. The Rambam wrote again. The Rambam wrote to the question before the Tznuos. They even did it before. Okay, but everybody's got to do it afterwards. Okay, because we're choshish for the possibility of a Hargosha. All right, but Hargos money is apparently we're not choshish for Hargosha, all right. So again, that really cuts to the heart, cuts to the matter of what the Rabbanan Zera was. Okay, so are we choshish for Hargosha? No, we're not choshish for Hargosha. We're just if she has a dam, we consider the kesem, and then we're going to consider that usher, and that's it. But it's got nothing to do with Hargosha, nothing to do with chashinan la Hargosha. So therefore, if a woman had dam after Tashmish, we're not choshish for Hargosha, okay? Okay, so that's how it goes, minus. Similarly, the Marach or Zeruah. Marach or Zeruah, the son of the famous Or Zeruah, right? The big sefer, the big Or Zeruah, with the big four sections, two volumes, you know, collection of Piskei Halacha and so on. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Moshe of Vienna, I think Rabbi Yitzchak of Vienna. He was the Or Zeruah. I think he, on record, he's one of the first people who's ever known to have been a shul rabbi, right? You know, in the olden days, you didn't have shul rabbis, right? You had the poskim, but they didn't have people who were rabbanim in shuls per se. But there was a rule, was a taka shul rabbi in Vienna. So his son Chaim was known the Marach or Zeruah. So he writes in one of his chuvas, some Kuf Yud Beis, okay. Van any maven kolav odekas asma umatsa tamei bala bechatas. Kamen yonim, shafilu im eina margeshes nase nidas vadois. Okay, because the implication is if she became a nida, okay, the Marach or Zeruah say simply implies that you don't even need a hargosh altogether. Okay, the barter is in more value. Heishu shapirish atcha targish b'vsar. Okay, that we have. Klomar shemotz adam b'vsar. I feel him ainam argeshes b'tzioso. Going down into prosa shechama b'yis miktos. Afal pish lo higisha bo b'tziosim in a mokor. So he also seems to say that you don't need the hargosha. We're not choshish for hargosha. Okay, so that's what these poskim are saying. So let's now, with all that in mind, finally come to the Shulchan Aruch here in our Simon Simkuf Pe Gimel. Sif Aleph, 21. Okay? Once you have all this background, we don't need to go into all the details, but let's see now what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So here it is. First, Sif and Hilchos Nida. Finally, after all that, we're up to it. Okay? Sim Kuf Pe Gimel Sif Aleph. Isha Sheyotza Damim Korah Ba'ones Be'Baratzon Behu Shetargish Tmeya Behu Shetargish B'Tziyoso. Okay, you never require her grocery. That's the din in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's the din in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the woman has a. Okay. Anyway, give me 1 second. I'm sorry. Okay. Did we hear that static of some sort? I'm sorry.
There was an echo.
Yeah. Are we okay? Can people hear now? Yes, we're back. Okay, I'm sorry. What happened. All right, anyway, so let's read again. I don't know where I got lost, so we'll start again from the beginning. Some Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Aleph, 21. Isha Sheyotzo Dam Mimkora, Ba'onas Ben Baratzon Temea, Behu Shetargish Bitzioso, but she has to, you know, again, who Shetargish, you have to have the Hargasha. Umiyo, Mishetargish Boshenekum Koma Biotzo, Temea Afa Pishal Etzalachutz. Okay, that was the other thing, right? If she has the Hargasha, the Dam didn't come out, right? It was in the canal and so on. Vaginal tract, so Tamei Afu Shalat Zuchutz, Vafilo Lo Rosa El Tipras Dam Kechardo, Yoshev Esel of Shiva Nekiyim. Okay, good. Rambam writes, Kashay Yisbor Mishpotel, and comments in Kuf Tzari Vav, Ve'ein Chilak Bein Pnuyo, and the Suya Le'inyan Isu Nidah, Ki Kol Abor Anidah, Chayav Kares. Okay, so that's the straightforward opening din in the Hilchus Nidah. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch basically says that the requirement for the Hargosha is the Raisa requirement. Okay, but as the Shach points out immediately, all right, take a look in the Shach and say, well, I printed all the Shach. Let's look in some cotton olive. Mimkorah mendeksiv v'hi gilsos mekor tamei alam duchazal she'ino tamei ala b'dam ha'bam in ha'mokor. Okay, again, we've discussed it at length. Okay, the Shach says it's dam in ha'mokor, fine. Beis v'hu she'targish, adds the Shach in the cotton beis. Hainu midoraiso, al midorabonan tamei ha'afal pi shalo hirgisho. Right, and what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about in Sifalat is deraisa. She's not the tummy deraisa. She's not an either deraisa unless she has the hargosha. But midrabanan, she's tmei afu bishalo hirgisha. Okay, and then she needs shivanikiyim. So let's look again quickly to Kotan Dalit shivanikiyim. Hainu midrabanan abu deraisa ain't zochle shivanikiyim etlas over gedola. This. I've tried to tell you, once you go through the sugars and Rishonim, so everything you look on the page in Shulchan Aruch, it's smooth as, you know, we understand it. It's like a chazor, right? So he says, Shivin Akim, Hainu Rabbanan. Abed Araisa, Ein Tzorch, Leishiv Shivin Akim, Ela Zobah Gedola. Ela, Kedesh, Lo Tov, Le Deitav, Sikhmir Chazal, Vitzichel Olam, Shivin Akim. All right? And so then he goes into that issue a little bit, which, you know, I don't need to go over at great length. And he mentions the Rambam, right, that the Yud Aleph Yom, the 7-11, and maybe four lines in the bottom of that Shachat of Kotan Dal in 22, Vizel da Asarama, Vakar Sigal of Kalaposkim, Vizkimu, everyone disagrees with that Rambam, Vizkimu, Shemishah, Shaisa, Nasa, Zobagdola, Eina Choseres, we need this agitation of Shivanakim. You can never go back, right? You don't go back, it's not back and forth 7-11 automatically, but rather she has to have Shivanakim, and so on. And also, the Eina Meziva, El Biyurah, Yom HaSmuchim, the Shiva Shiros of Emnidus. Okay, Rechain Das Harai, but the Sharposkim, we don't have to go over that, we discussed that already. Pisrei Tshuva in Sivkot and Aleph. Okay, the Pisrei Tshuva in Sivkot and Aleph. Here in Sivkot Pei Gimel 23 has, we already saw this, right? We saw them inside. V'dad the Shloshim in Hargosha, same. We have three different definitions of Hargosha. Okay, Aleph, Shenizdaza Gufa, that's the Rambam, right? She has trembling and so on. Beis, Sheniftach Makorah, she has a sense of, you know, of the uterus opening up. That's what Tosa seems to say, that Shemus Adeshin says like that. Okay, and Ashlishi is Nimsa Veshutach Ronim, Kishmer Geshe, Shadar Alach, Zov Mimena, that's the Shuvah's not a Behuda, and that is Eftim, that she has a feeling of a Zivas Dover Alach. Okay, as we discussed. All right? Yeah. Now, Some sofa we saw disagreed with the idea of Zivas Davaloch. He says it's not true. And he said, he quotes his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. He mentioned Nosson Adler was the Rebbe of one of the Rebbeim of the Chassam Sofer. He was a Rebbe Nosson Adler. The Chassam Sofer came from Frankfurt. Okay, I mean, he's associated with you know, Hungarians, but he actually originally came from Frankfurt. Anyhow, I mean, and, you know, so, yeah. Anyway, so now it says, V'motza dam b'bdika below hargosha, o achar tashmish below hargosha, yavisofek daraisa, that's a koi, v'neima, hodelo argosha mishum desover hergesh, eid, o shamashu, holo, ayin b'tshuva shev Yaakov, which was keser kahuna, sherichu b'zeh, and so on. He says that's a question. He's not machria. Okay, he says he basically sums up the early achronim on this question that we're looking at now: are we choshesh lahargosha or not? Okay, and he says if she found blood from Avdika when it wasn't argosha, he says that's a machlokas regarding whether we're choshesh lachashin lahargosha or not. Okay, and then he says at the end. But kinuach is just, as opposed to bdika, kinuach is just like a surface wiping, so to speak, an external wiping. That's because that's for sure. Okay, and he's saying if she's just wiping herself and there's no bdika, she didn't go in that deep, it's just an external, you know, type of wiping. So then there's no, and it was no argosha, and she didn't stick the cloth that far in, so then it's only tmei d'rabbanan. But the Poskei Teshuva quotes, and those who disagree, okay, because that we'll disagree with the first point. He quotes the Kresi Plesi, the abbreviations there, Omnam, Achof Vov Pei is Kresi Plesi, that's the Ibn Abishit, Samach Tes, Sidre Tara, Ches Dal is Chavaz Da, so the big poskim on the page, or in the Shulchan Aruch page, over in the Shulchan Aruch, right, Kosud Hudur Aisa. Okay, so that's a question, you know, again, going back to our issue of Hashin Lahar Gosha. So let's take a look in the Plesi, okay, the twin commentary, Kresi and Plesi. So the Plesi, in Ar Simon, okay, and the Chavos Das and the Chochmas Adam, those are the next three sources, okay, the Kresi of Plesi, the Chavos Das, and the Chochmas Adam, all seem to say we are Choshesh Lahargosha Daraisa. Let's take a look at the places, and here's Simon Kuf Pe Gimel and Simkot Nala. Behusha Targish Mitziyazo. Behesh Khan Sofik Otsum. Behol Bediko Shabot Komatsadam. Oshakincha Atzmachar Tashmin Motsadam. Beli Argosha Klal. E have a Hashash Isidaraisa. Okay? Darminan Shergisha Betosa Behargosha Sabdika or Tashmin Shalom. That sets up the question. Right? Are we Choshesh for Argosha or not? Is that the concern or not? Can be Gemara Amrinam, and he summarizes it, right? He has a different Gemara. We didn't see this Gemara, but we saw some of the Gemaras, right? He has a few cases in the Gemara that, again, I'll look in the second paragraph, the one that we know, right? On Masnisin, Nim Chesim, Be'ez, Eid, and Sovanim, Sov, Dam, Moshav, Tom, Amrina, Olam, Dir, Gisham, Mir, Argosh, Shamish, Argosh, Eidu, right? Those Toshmas in the Gemara, in the ruling of Shmuel, where we say the Argosh was something else. Be'ez, Khan, Be'ez, Ponim. Okay, there's two ways to look at it. O kipshuta, the vaday married the argusha. Okay, do we assume that vaday, you know, that there was a hargusha? Or do we say anan amrina mistama hargusha raki choshevet shalom hargusha? Or no, we say there was a hargusha, but she thought she. And again, was it masked by something else? We don't need it, and so on. So the basic issue, again, to summarize it, there's two ways to read the Gemara. With all those questions on Shmuel, and the answers there, okay. One way to read it is she had hargosha, okay, but it was of something else. It was the aid. It was the meraglim. It was the aver of the husband and so on, okay. Tashmish. So there was hargosha. Or two, she had no hargosha. She had it was hargosha was masked by something else. So for choshish for hargosha or not depends on how you read the Gemara. According to the second approach. Will say Chashin Lahargosha, saying that she didn't feel it because it was masked by something else. All right, that's the question. So that's how he and again we're the important nafkamina. So he says Avoshneim Lohaviu Divrei Chumas Hadeshim Pesachos Simim Zayin we saw above the Kosel Lahedid the Roda Dam Machmas Tashmish Nami Ein Margeshes. Anyway, he feels Harei Mavur Kaperish Hasheni. Okay, look at the last line on that page in 24. Hare mevuar advarim kipershin da'afal pish omer shlo regisha anu tolin shergisha betoasa bargosha shamish. Okay, we are choshish. That's how the place he comes out. Okay, that's how the place he comes out. That we are choshish. All right, we are choshish that there was a hargosha, and she simply was masked by something else. All right, and he says in the next page, okay, in a Rambam, that's what it looks like from the Rambam. Okay, and so on. The Chavos Das in the Biurim, again, the Chavos Das also double commentary, Chidushim and Biurim. So in the Biurim section, and this is not in our Siman, but the place it was in our Siman, Kuf Pei Gimel. Okay, the Chavos Das is later in Sim Kuf Tzadi, Sim Kotten Chav Zayim. It also seems to prefer that way. The Chol Shadam Ivada Migufa, he vada the Raisa, the Talina and Jergisha, he tossa. All right, it's a couple lines later. That's the question of Rabbi Kiva. It's all because she is suffering with Dami Malmi Gufa. Then telling me the rice of Dami Alma, Argosh Armina, the Argosh is Edu, and so on. So he says we can be Makel, all right, if there's nothing to mask the Argosha, okay, such as you know, there's nothing that could mask it and she didn't feel it. So then he has room for a Kula. Rather like an external kinuach where she doesn't go inside and so on. She sees Dam, and that's, and then we can make her, because that's the suffix of Rabbi Akiva, right? That's the suffix of Rabbi Akiva. In order to be choshesh for Argosha, there has to be a sense of a possibility that there is there's something that causes the Argosha to be masked. Okay, but there's nothing that causes it to be masked, and it's not. Then we're back to the suffix of Rabbi Akiva, and we told it in something else. All right, the Chochmas Adam also in Shar Beis Hanoshim Klal Yud Kuf Yud Gimel in Sif Lamed. He writes, Isha Shabodka Atzma Veida Bodikla, and so on. So he says, Avanimtz Afilati found something on it. She did a bedika, then an internal bedika. Then Havi Sufik the Raisa Lachumra. Okay, then we have to assume she's he's machmer. So these poskim are all assuming that we're choshesh. For a hargosha, okay. It's also interesting because So that's that. However, what's interesting is the Shulchan Aruch Harav seems to flip his opinion. That's the Rav Balatanya. Shulchan Aruch Harav in Sim Kuf Tzadi again, not our Sim in Sif Kotten in Sif Aleph, in Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says lo hergisha pirish afilu yadua sheba below hargosha hargosha tmei with rabbanim. Okay, fine. That's some kuf pei gimel. That's us, right? Even if we know that it came below hargosha, it's tmei with rabbanim. That was a shock back in Sukkot days. Mio afilu rosa dami gufa ena tmei el tmus kesim im yadua sherosa below hargosha. All right. So here he seems to say, no, it's only the rabbanim as a kesim im yadua sherosa below hargosha. Meaning, it sounds like we're not choshish for hargosha. It sounds like he's disagreeing. Right, he says she's tmei tumas kesem im yodua sheras v'lo hargosha. All right, v'nafkumina leinian ros al big beget tzavua dover shem mekabel tum. We have the coolers of kesem. That's a big cooler. All right, and he says afal pishi eshlomar shemizman rav hu ve'emar hergisha v'lav adaite lo chayshim lach with the right son of the rabbanon v'fidas rav. She's only chumah the rabbanon of kesem and so on. So if she sees dam migufa. Okay, but it landed on something which is a Dover Kabatuma. Okay, so he can be Makel because it's only a Kesem. All right, that's what it looks like over here. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, at least in the printed text of the Shulchan Aruch Harav and some Kutzadis and Kotten Aleph, seems to say that we're not kosher for our Gosha. However, in the with Kuntris Achron, that's printed there in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Madura Basra, looking 28, okay. Seems to have changed his mind. Okay, because here, in this was, again, this was, the Kudras Achron was written after he completed the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay, so obviously went over things, and like anybody else, sometimes people change their minds. So in the Kudras Achron, in the Madura Basra, look at the parentheses, Kosev Yaladib Ziknuso, Achar Chibur HaShulchan Aruch, Shonim Rabos. It wasn't just a week or two later. Many years later. Liadi was where he lived, right? Shneir Zalman, his name of Shulchan Aruch Harav is known as Shneir Zalman Liadi. Liadi, that was the city he was from, wherever that is. I think it's pronounced almost like a W. You know, the Lamed Yud. You ever notice they spell Lubavitch Lamed Yud? Right, because that's in the Cyrillic, the Russian Cyrillic alphabet, there's another sound. There's an L sound like we have in English, and then a L, like almost close to a W, L-Y-U. So Yadi, it was called, or Lubavitch. Okay, anyway, but he wrote this many years later. All right, and he, you know, maybe he saw the other Svarim. He quotes the Shev Yaakov here, quotes the Gracie Plessy, and you know, he reconsidered the issue later on. Written again many years after he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, and here he says, "We are Choshesh that there is a Hargosha." All right. Let me find the words here. Because he also says, by the way, as a side point, re'iyah doesn't mean you saw it, but you even sensed it. You know, re'iyah doesn't mean seeing, but it can refer to knowing. Okay? Move on the hargosh of a re'iyah, chada milsehi. The stam re'iyah, the nidus, washan chama, ain't a re'iyah sa'ayin, ela aid shabot kaba, ela aid shabot kaba, ela re'iyah sa'leib, ain't ha'sechava, machshava, adas, shemargish, v'yodea b'shinu ha'guf. All right, so that's, I mean, that's just in general. But he says, one moment, please. I just do 1 minute. Yeah. Even at the beginning, look at the beginning. Masha Kosso of Chuvas of Shev Yaakov. Okay, so Leisa Tam the Bedika Baiskins of Tamei of the Raisa Mishum Dargoshes Adir. Okay, he is afraid that it was Dargoshes of the, you know, of the cloth or all the other things in the Gemara. Also, sounds like they do duty to Hargosha. We are Choshesh for Hargosha, and that's what he quotes over here. So, second paragraph is Tam. Interesting that seeing doesn't mean. Need means seeing, but actually knowing. All right, anyways, it seems to have, a little bit, he seems to have changed his mind, and Rechosha is our Gosha. Okay, we're coming down to contemporary postkim. So I just printed in the Chuvas of Rav Yashiv, the Kovitz Chuvas of Rav Yashiv, Chelik Aleph, Simon Pei Dalad. See that over here? Just a moment. Yeah. Okay. So take a look in the Kovitz Chuvas. All right. 29. Omnam ze'ata heruni, masha kosova gonagar, masha feinstein zatzal, but sefer hilchus nida. He refers to a sefer hilchus nida from Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein did not write a sefer hilchus nida. What he's referring to is Rabbi Shimon Eider, from Lakewood, wrote a sefer in English called Hilchos Nida, which, by the way, is a good sefer. He actually learned in YU one time. Shimon Eider, I think, was learned by the Rav at one time. But then he went to Lakewood. He was a big posting in Lakewood. He died a number of years ago, a relatively young man. He was probably the first to popularize this genre in English, of Sfarim that have like an English on the top and on the bottom their footnotes in Hebrew. It's very, very common now. You know, the genre of Halacha Sfarim. In general, the original person, I think, who started these Sfarim, where you have like, you know, three lines at the top and then a whole pack of Marmar Komos and else on the bottom, I think the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa, Rav Neuwirth Zichrono Lebracha, was the first of those type of Sfarim. I'm not mistaken. You know, now you have everything kilchosa, this kilchosa, that kilchosa, I don't know, Bas Rechav kilchosa, and Tainis Tzibur kilchosa, and this one, you know, I mean, I have all these Sfarim that have a few lines at the top and tons of footnotes. I have so many Sfarim now, and so many things are accessible, you know. I remember somebody on a Purim shtick, you know, referred to a Sefer, you know, about Hakas Haman, beating by his Sefer Hakas Haman kilchosa. Volume 3, page 277, footnote 411. You know, it gets overboard sometimes. But I think Rav Neubert, Zichrono Lebracha, was the first to popularize anyway that genre. It's not very common. So I think Rav Eider did it in English. The Sefer Hilchos Nida, he has Anidi, has Tfilin, Hilchos Pesach. I have them. They're useful Svarim. The style now is a little dated. Because, you know, the way, let's say, Rabbi Forst wrote his Sefer on Hilchos Nida and so on, some more, I guess, in today's terminology, user-friendly. But in any event, so Rabbi Eider has in the back of his Sefer Hilchos Nida, he has a bunch of tshuvas for Moshe Feinstein, which were later printed in the later volumes of Igros Moshe. In other words, Rabbi Eider published them. I think they all appear in the, some of the later, maybe there are a couple volumes of Virgus Moshe, which were published posthumously after Moshe died. I'm not sure that they're in the Virgus Moshe. Anyway, I just want to make it clear, in case you were wondering, if you read this Shulchan Aruch Yashar, Sefer Hilchos, Moshe finds him in Sefer Hilchos Nida. Oh, Moshe wrote a Sefer Hilchos Nida. He didn't. But anyway, so Shanoshim Tona Shein Margish of Psychos Amokar Klal, Vim Kain Afil Rob Bishas Vesi Yitoros Min HaTorah, Ozekah Shalom Kain Adin, Kain Zem Motzi Klal Shalom Yadon Hargosha. There Chazinan, the Odos Bidiyuk Masai Nesani, there's Chain Yodos Kishabos Yoros, and Rakin Yoros Lavchin Mayin Hargoshos. That's the two we saw before anyway. The Hevi Masha Kosovar Chashuchon, the Hevel Yivtsa Pianoshim Eila, they're saying silly. And I got it. They don't know. They're not lying. They're just confused. Okay? So that's what Rabbi Yashiv is referring to. And he mentions, just a second here. Achein Chizku Devrayim Be'omer Shafilo Zivas Dabalach, Ena Margishon, I don't even feel that any more than any other type of, fluids and so on and so forth. Behine halacha psuka in the paragraph over there. Halacha psuka l'varaman paragdal michos yisurbi afilu hiktano. Shabbas mistama benida afilu biyom le'dosa. Remember that? I glossed over quickly, okay? But the Rambam does mention, based on the Gemara, all right, that even a ktano, she can be mitama benida, so to speak, theoretically, biyom le'dosa, okay? And again, for a young girl, says, if it's true that a tinok is bas yom echad, where the tip is down is mitame, so theoretically, again, okay, it doesn't happen. But look at the second line of that paragraph. Ma'ata b'ktana bas yom echad, ma'ashayach hargosha. Well, what hargosha? Who hargosha? Gal kain de'ein hatuma tluya b'hargosha. El lehefech. If she has no hargosha, then she's taka tahora. All right. Now the hargosha is a reyasa, but only when it's shayach that she didn't feel it. Okay. And therefore he says towards the end, Paruch Hashas Mitzar, quote towards the Gemara, and he says, look at the last line what I just said. He says, Rak. So he said, "Bismanazeh, you have to be machmir if you found, let's say, dam on something, all right. But in other words, the basic idea is that the hargosha is not an absolute requirement. It's a reyasa if it's shaykh that she had one and didn't feel it." So a woman who finds dam that's at a pad or something like that, and the dam is vada migufa, okay? There's no reyasa that she's not the hanahar gosha, because she never has hargosha. In other words, if a woman finds dam on a pad that was inserted inside, obviously the dam came from the front of a minamokar. Aye, there's no hargosha. Okay, women today don't have a hargosha. So perhaps he said if this is her derech and so on, so she wouldn't have the kula of ksamen. In this particular case, because again, it's only the lack of hargosha is only a reyes, is only a problem when it's shaykh for to have hargosha and she doesn't feel it. But in a case where it's not shaykh, like a ktana and so on and so forth, so it's not a reyes. So therefore, if she finds dam on a pad when the dam is vada migufa, so it's not a reyes that she's not margeshes because it's never margeshes. So that's just an interesting point that he adds. That the Gemara that he's referring to, I printed it to Mishnah, and I'm giving. Mishnah says Tinokas bas yom echad mitamas benida. Okay, so even Tinokas bas yom echad theoretically. Okay, the Rambam also Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, right? The end he writes the Piyashmu Lomdu she'ain efresh ben gedola tana tumas nida v'zivus. Okay, and this is all based actually on something from the Ragachover, the Tzofnas Paneach, the Ragachover going Hilchos Rabbi Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, and that Rambam actually writes this. He writes, Yesh Loma, the Rakim Eina, and Rabbi Yashiv refers to it. The Rakim Eina Margeshes Ozav Egriyusa, Avim Lo Shachar Bargosha Ozal Echbaslan. Okay, now that is the Rabbi Yashiv. Now we turn to Rabbi Moshe in 33, Chelik Dalad Simenuz, and that's I think where they printed all those Chuvos and Ravidas. So I think that was not posthumous, actually. Okay, I don't remember now. I have to take a look. I think Yerodei Chelik Dalad. I'm not sure if that was posthumous or not. But anyway, the Ramosha writes, Nashim she'elam shum hargashu b'tiyas damim hu davar shelo motzei klal v'gam she'elam mevinos hu eino motzei klal. Okay, women do know and so on and so forth. But a woman who don't always know and so on. Anyway, he says, Vade hergishu, and that's in your bays. And if you look in your gimel, dam shenitzu v'kinuach achartos meraglayim. So he mentions that it may depend upon how quickly the woman got up and so on after Meraglim, whether there's a hargosha or not. Bottom line, the Ramosha also seems, one second, just a moment, seems to be the only asumi drabbanon, just a second, only asumi drabbanon. This one, give me one second. Give me just one second. Again. Right, so the base, let me go before I get to Moshe again. Based on the Tzofnas Paneach, or Yashu, Eliyashiv says that since even a little baby can become Tameya, so we know the blood came from body, even as Naragoshi, she's Tameya. So Moshe, his tshuva, is saying that women do have argoshes nowadays, even though they don't feel it. Okay? Again, it's masked by something else. And therefore, let's say a woman finds, look on the next page. That's what I'm looking for, on the next page. And you're dalid. Mara shenimtza hanyoros hadakos mod shenasu kinuch beisakise tissues. See that word, tissues. Yemeshu din kesem. You see that in your dalid? I'm sorry, it's towards the end. I was looking at it, it's towards the end. Mara shenimtza hanyoros hadakos, thin tissue paper. Again, beisakise, right? Tissues, toilet paper. Okay? So Ramosha says that, if she found dam on tissues and there was no hargosha, then you can be mekel. It's not even a kesem drabbanon, right? Ein azad din ksamim at all, because he assumes that when it comes to din of Shmuel, again he assumes that there was a hargosha, but it was masked by something else. But if there was nothing else to mask the hargosha, you can be mekel. Even on a kesem, so the maximum is going to be a kesem. He says he can be makel even on a kesem, right? That's what comes out. Let me just read it again. Yeah, okay. That's a question. And then at the end, whether paper is makabel tumah, he assumes this type of paper is sure not makabel tumah because it's meant to be thrown out and it's not miskayim and so on. So what emerges according to Moshe? According to Moshe, we're only koshish for hargosha. Yeah, there's always a chashash for hargosha. No, one second. No, I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. I think Moshe, and I'm reconsidering, I think Moshe is coming out, is there, he has to know that you don't have to be koshish for the hargosha. Okay, you don't have to be choshesh. What does he say? He says all the women, they just don't know. There is argosha, just don't know. She'ena mevinos, she'ena margishos. And that's our Michael by kesem. But there was vade, there was argosha. There was argosha, we're just not choshesh for it. Right, go back to the beginning, go back to your bay. Let's work it out together, one second. Right, look what he says. He quoted the Aruch Hashem, quoted those, and so on. We'll look at five lines down in the Osiud Beis. Again, this is Igros Moshe Chelik Dalad Yerodei Chelik Dalad from Yud Zayin and Osiud Beis. Five lines down. Al Yeshen Margishus Rak B'Shas V'Psicha Lamech V'Psicha Kalatzon V'Yesher Koshet Etzlan P'Psicha Hashlo Niftach Techem Shlochein Elo Shniftach Etzlan Techem Omer Shein Margishu P'Psicha Aba Vada Hergishu Tu Techem Paschol Zivas Dam Lo Nachon. Right, so we're not choshesh there was our gosha. Okay. Lachain Mashapirish Rashi Dilma Argish Valava Daiti, Mukrochan Omar Sha ain't Kavana so the Mashamitam Misofi. The Imkanas Tom the Rais Misofi. Okay. I think the way the Moshe comes out there, you know, read through it yourselves, but I think the way the Moshe comes out there in your base, okay, that, and again, his language is, it's a little hard to know what that means, but look what he says, kind of in the middle, again, six lines down, seven lines down, v'lachein kishmotzu tzom shelo yodu mizeh, that's only the Rabban. So apparently we're not necessarily choshesh that was argoshim. That's where Moshe comes out. We're not choshesh argoshim. Okay. I also want to bring up one other thing that the post can talk about with regards to Bichoshish for Hargosha or not, and that is when it's what we call Ribuy Dam. It's a lot of Dam. It's not just a stain or a small amount. There's Ribuy Dam. Okay? There's a Tshuva 34 from the Divrei Yatziv. That's a Klausenberger Rebbe. Shal Tshuva Divrei Yatziv Chelek Ardes in Pehe, Os Beis and Gimel. Okay? Ribuy Dam, he talks about. The Klausenberger Rebbe with the Divrei Yatziv was a big, not the present Klausenberger Rebbe, was the, I don't know if that, I'm sure the father and the grandfather, the father of the present Klausenberg. Klausenberg Rebbe was a hero, had a terrible, he lost a wife, I think 10 children in the Holocaust. And he survived. And he was, in the DP camps and so on. It's a famous story this time of year. A very moving story. Those of Rav Asher Weiss, the Talmud. Rav Asher Weiss considers the Klausenberg Rebbe his primary Rebbe. Chuvas Divrei Yatziv. The Klausenberger Rebbe was one of the famous DP camps after the war. It was Erev Yom Kippur, mamish this time of year. And he lost his whole family, Nebuch. And the very, very moving stories about the little girl actually initially came up to him at Erev Yom Kippur. And she said to him, my parents were killed and there's no one to give me a bracha Erev Yom Kippur. So she asked the Rebbe to give him the bracha instead of her parent, her father at Erev Yom Kippur. His father was killed and all the other children, young and old, came up to the Klausenberger Rebbe on Erev Yom Kippur, and I guess it was 1945, and he gave everybody brachas, on that Erev Yom Kippur. Anyway, he was an Adam Golem Oda, Talmud Chacham Otzum. He had Rav Asher Weiss, this is a Talmud of his. He has a collection of tshuvas, seven or eight volumes. I have it here at home. Divrei Yatziv, Chelek Ardesim and Pehei in those days. He says, Umikol Mokom Adai Yesh Lion Bisha Shoshofaz Har Beidomim. Again, our problem, right? She had a big discharge of dam, right? So she had, and usually a woman does feel something, but she says she didn't feel anything. Does that matter? Usually the discussions about her gosh and so on, she didn't feel, she saw a stain, she saw a small amount and so on and so forth. But does it matter? She saw a lot of dam, the type of dam where one would really notice and so on. But she didn't. Oh, shalom gisha machmashinita la izasam shalom targish. Well, let's say she took medicine. Sometimes women, sometimes women have medicine today to, Midol, I think, something. There's some pills that women who have difficulty with their periods, they take that and they don't feel things as much. So he's talking about that, right? There's some medicines that you can take, that'll control. So the F should be Kehai Gavna Mikri Hargosha. He says there we have to perhaps consider that Hargosha, at least be choshish that it's Hargosha. All right, so the question is how much? What does Ribu Dam mean exactly? How much Dam is Ribu Dam? That's not so clear. All right, he says, at the beginning of the Shuvah, he says Harbe Damim, but what exactly is the Harbe Damim is not as, it's not as clear. So, so he writes, Yesh lomo de mikra b'hargosha tmei min haTorah, v'eino begeder kesem. All right. Ulefi zeh, ulai yesh lomo b'hach kesela. He refers to Gemara Nida, nun chesem beis. Take a look at 35. Okay. Ma yesh lomo hod etanya, shtei noshim, sh'nizcham v'tzibur echad, v'eino ela kesela dam. Two women, when they were doing something with a bird that was dead. The bird doesn't have too much dam. And they found the dam on the floor. They don't know if it came from her, if it came from the bird. But be that as it may, the signal or the amount mentioned is a sellout. a seller's worth of dam. Well, that's not too much. A bird doesn't have that much dam inside, right? So it's only a seller worth of dam. So he says maybe a seller, and the question is, can they both be tamei? Because, whatever. So that's the sugi there in the Chesam base. But he brings that up and say maybe, just look at the last words of Oz Gimel there in the Shuas Divri Yitziv Chalek Ardes and Pehei. He writes, the Shir of Chacham Shadam Yosem Mikisela Kochel Bar Bar Goshem. So there we are, Chavshish Bar Goshem. So that's just an interesting point. If you notice on the sheets, I had 37, 38. I didn't print it. Okay, there's ends here to 36, but I don't have this in the. If someone wants, I can copy it, but I'll tell you where it's from. Okay, the Nefesh Harav in Likutei Hanhagos, or Shechtas Nefesh Harav in Likutei Hanhagos, page Reish Lamed Dalad. Okay, page Reish Lamed Dalad. So you can look it up. I photocopied it, I can give you a copy if you want. But in any again, you can look it up yourself in the Nefesh Harav, page Reish Lamed Dalad. And bring it to the table here, did I? No, okay. And by the way, I should just mention before going on to that, the contemporary poskim, and that wasn't just the Divya Yatsiv, but the contemporary poskim do talk about this Ribu Dam, okay? And there we say there really was Argosh, it's Nidu Deraisa. Where do we draw the line between, you know, Ri and Kesem, sort of, okay? It's hard to figure out what exactly the amount is going to be. But anyway, that takes care of that. So what did Rav Shechter write? I'll read it to you inside, but you can look it up yourself. Nefesh Harav Likutan Hagos, page Reish Lamed Dalad. Rabbeinu Haven Bedin Hargosha, Deheichad Yadul Anu Bevados, Shadam Minamabba Minamokar, Temea Isha Minatora Afilu Belo Hargosha. That's the Rav was Machria. Okay, that's what he felt, that if that we know that the Dam came in a Mokar, she's Temea Minatora Bedin Hargosha. Uve Eina Yodas Bevadai, then oz be'inan hargosha l'shavya kivadai k'dei l'tamim in ha-Torah. Okay? So, the Shechter quotes here, okay? He said that according to the Rav, he was machmir in regards to hargosha, that a woman is tamei midoraisa even without the hargosha when she sees any type of dam. He says, be'eni odas v'adai oz be'in hargosha l'shavya kivadai k'dei l'tamim in ha-Torah. Then you would need a hargosha. Okay? And he says, "V'rov achron l'sfila achi," and many achronim disagree. Okay, so again, she's tmei midoraisa even without any hargosha. But if she doesn't know, then you require a hargosha to make her a vadai kedei l'tam in ha-Torah, and we're not automatically going to be choshish for it. That's what it looks like he's saying. Okay, so that's one thing I wanted to show from Rav Shechter. The other thing is, again, I have it printed in Rav Shechter's Sefer Aginas Egos. Sefer Aginas Egos from Rav Shechter in Simon Chof. Okay, he has an interesting chiddush, which I just want to go through now. I'll read it inside, and you can look it up. It's a Simon Chof, Os Beis and Gimel in Rav Shechter's Aginas Egos. And that will finish up this subject. Okay, it's a chiddush between what the Hargosha does. Okay, the background is the following. All right, if a baby is born through a cesarean section, C-section, so that's not considered a regular birth. Okay, it's called the Yotzei Dofan, and it's not considered regular birth for Yemei Tohar and Yemei Tuma, not for Pidyon HaBen, not for Mila being allowed on Shabbos, right? If a woman has an emergency C-section on Shabbos, so the baby is born, it's a boy, and the eighth day is the next Shabbos by definition. So they would not, ordinarily, a woman has a regular delivery on Shabbos, so the boy is 8 days old, the next Shabbos, so the bris is Docha Shabbos, but not if it's a Yotzei Dofan, okay, not if it's a C-section. And also to Mantara and Pidyon HaBen, take a look at Shechta writes here in Beis. I'm saying I can't take a look because I don't have it, so I'll read it to you. Vine kaimalon de biyotze dofan ein dino kaleida lo le inyame tumi vitar lo le Pidyon HaBen v'af lo le insha tein milosa docha Shabbos. V'kama chon chichu shafilo yotza havla derech harechem. But what if you have the following? The baby came out through the womb. It was not a C-section, which they cut in, and the baby was born normal birth. Okay? Normal birth. Okay, came out through the rechem. Kol sharechem lo dachu lahavlad lotzeis, but it wasn't the rechem alone that pushed the child out. Okay, well, what did push a child out? Sometimes they give women a drug. Okay, they give her Percocet, I think it was a Percocet. I forgot already. I can't remember the name of the.
Pitocin.
I'm sorry. That's right. That's not Percocet. Percocet's a narcotic. Okay. No. Pitocin. Correct. I'm sorry. Pitocin. So yeah, that's right. I knew it was a P. It's been a long time since my wife was in labor. So anyway, they give her Pitocin, and this sort of accelerates the somehow whatever it does, but it gets the child moving and so on and so forth. So the Pitocin pushed it out, and so some people say that's also a Yotze Dofen. That's going to be an unbelievable din, okay? She's also going to be considered a Yotze Dofen if she has Pitocin.
What about if, like, there's a forceps delivery?
Also, that's the same thing. I'll get to that in a second, okay? That's already the Raga Chava talks about that. We'll get to that in a second. So he says... and then he mentions parenthetically, which is Echad Gonim in Ador Shavar Yotzal Chadash Afilu Ba'isa Koleda Kedarka Elai Shekdimu Harofen Ach Es Hazmana Leida B'Tachbulos The Haino Ayde Chazok Sam Miuchadim El Togufa Shalom Uberes. Okay, that's also Yotzei Dofen. Even if it was doing it, but in all these cases, it's a Yotzei Dofen and so on. Okay, that's what some say. But anyway, on the other hand, the Mila won't be Docha Shabbos, a big nafkamina. I mean, the big nafkamina. All right. But he says, I'll be pshuto near Shalinskabo dasagona who? Kisov kol sof lachar hazroka, hararechem polit chovis avlad lachutz. It just makes the drug just makes the rechem work faster, whatever. Sof kol the rechem is pushing it out. So now, when a high time of pilpul achonolin b'chorshinol aide melka chayim, forceps. Okay, which they hesitate to use today, but sometimes that's already. They said they use forceps to deliver the boy, and then they pull him out with forceps. Im chayav pidyon ben olo. He quotes the Sfidei Eish, Ayin Sfidei Eish, Chalik Beisim Kuv Yudalot, Shetzin Lesir Aron, Shadonu Bezeh. But Ayin Shalos Hachuvas Tzofnas Paneach New York Simon Zion, Shemes Kviya Nira, Ein Harofim Mutzin Zavar Klal Ayideh HaMelkachayim, Rak La'achar Shekva Yotzem Ven Hashinayim. He quotes the Ragachover, a different Raga Chava, I mean, the different Chuba. He says, one second. He says, basically, the doctors, when they use the forceps, the baby is already outside of the rechem. He didn't come all the way through, but he's already outside of the rechem. All right. Hare ein arofim motzinas avlad klal aydem akachayim rak akashik vayozmei shenayim. Avlad kvar nimtza bayas achitzon, kvar yeshol avdin yolud. Rak ozmas chilish tamish milkachayim lahokal al gemar haleida. All right. So then, that's what he says. All right. Now, then he adds. Okay, he says, "I and Oz Gimel." But I and this all in again the Sefer Ginas Egos of Shechta Simon Chof. So Oz Gimel he adds, "I and Sham Od B'Tzofnas Paneach Shekagdoras Leida the Beinan Shedechifas Havlad Lachutz Tiamikoch Harechem." Just like by Leida, in order to have the Dinam Bimei Tumi Yemitari, in order to have Pidyon Aben, in order to have Mila Docha Shabbos if it's a boy and so on Shabbos, you need that the Rechem has to be what pushes the child out. So he says, Kach Hagdoras Re'il in the Dinay Nida, the Beinan Sharechem Yitchofes Adam Lachutz. Okay, so too by Nida, you also need that the rechem pushes the blood out. Uveyesh makor b'bnei me'ayim shegoremes adam lotzeis av shu mamish dam in amokor v'din l'tam ekav atuma v'kidakam l'din l'amokor makor atum v'komokor ein kan re'ia v'ein ha'isha t'mei min ha'torah. Okay, he says if she has some kind of a stomach or some kind of a makor, some kind of an internal bleeding and so on. Okay, and that's what that pushes blood out. In other words, it's not a cut, but it's the rechem that, it's pushed out by this other problem, okay? Even though it's dam min hamokar, even though it comes out of the uterus, perhaps it wouldn't be called dam neither, because it's not called the riyas dam. Even though she's tmeya, even though it's in terms of tum and tara, okay, it'll be tamei, because we say mokor mekoro mekomo tamei. The mukr itself is tummy, but that's not called the ria, and she won't be a nidah in the Torah. The geder riyosa haynu hecha sharechem dochav zadam lachutz. Let's say lachutz. Okay. However, he says, "Lefi pshuto ha'nira she v'drabanan al koponam yishezu tmei v'asur l'bayla k'din riyah b'lo hargosha." Okay, you know, okay, that's not going to be worse than a riyah b'lo hargosha. Okay, benaf kamila dina b'zel isha sheyotze damim karam in achelach hasfugi shabo. Machmas says the polyps. Okay, that's what he says. He writes in Hebrew, polyps. A woman has some kind of a polyps that the rechem doesn't push it out, but it is min amokar. So that it'd be like a kesem, would be at least tamim midrabanan. He quotes it. Tzitzel Yezer talks about that. And then bal pizeh higdir hagoyin bal tzofnas paneach is in har gosha. The zoh kedei lichboa sharechem docha v'sadam lachutz. Wrapping up our discussion, the Raga Chover says, what is a hargosha? Hargosha is telling us not that it's dam min hamokar, okay, but it's that the mokar pushed this dam out. That's the point, okay? It's that the mokar pushes dam out. So what the Raga Chover said about the forceps, okay, the forceps, if they wouldn't have used forceps, okay, the babies basically, it just eases the end of the delivery. Okay, but the forceps wouldn't be used. The rechem would have pushed the baby out. The forceps just ease the process. Okay, so he says the same thing with regards to hargosha. Hargosha, hargosha is how kedei likboa sharechem docha v'sadam lachutz. Okay, mavlavachi ain't kan din riyah min haTorah. And then he adds on himself. Rav Shechta adds on. Okay. He just adds that based on this, so let's just figure it out. Yeah, so, You see, you can be mechalik between pitocin and forceps, because pitocin, I think that's correct. Right? Pitocin is just making the body do what it's supposed to do. It just makes it better, so to speak, or faster. Okay, it enhances the normal action of the body. Okay, anyway, so Rio would also be the same thing that has to be pushed out by the Rechem. So therefore, any time the Dam is pulled out by something else, and that'll be enough Kamina for a medical instrument that something is inserted, right? So Rav Shechta adds, V'idarko shalagon bal tzafam zech ule yesh lomar, the kol sh'anu yodim, shezui ha-riyah ha-regila ha-chadashi shal Adam, abob v'adam en-amokar, v'ein etzlenu shum sofik sh'arechem doch vol Adam ha-zalachut, sh'dina kenida d'araisa. Okay. The dam comes out because of something else, so then she perhaps wouldn't be considered a nida, certainly on a doraisa level. What's interesting is that the women are on birth control, so you could argue the birth control pushes the dam out. Maybe that wouldn't be considered a real derisa. So that's a practical question. And then again, go back to what we said before about Rio's dam. Okay. All right. So anyway, that's the time already. So that's the issue of hargosha and hargosha without dam, without hargosha. There's Hashem. Tomorrow we'll start the other issue, the next issue, which is the reverse case, where she had a hargosha but no dam. Right, we tell you the last couple of shiurim were dam below hargosha. So now we'll decide to be able to do that in one shiur. The flip side of this discussion of hargosha below dam. She had a hargosha and then she checked and there was no dam. So what does that mean? And it's just again part of this definition of hargosha. Okay.
Thank you. Yes,
okay. So Belina, I will forward shortly the marmakomas. Just looking at the schedule. Tomorrow's Tuesday, so I'll talk about a Pnuya, incidentally. I mean, on Wednesday, so maybe on Tuesday and Wednesday. If Tuesday and Wednesday we get through the next two things, I'll send you the notes for Chesen test. We get through that. And I'd like to finish up for Sukkot, for Yom Kippur Sukkot. So if we get through that, then maybe on Thursday I'll talk something about Yom Kippur, or Echos Tshuva or something.
Is there any planning on giving Shir after Yom Kippur?
I don't think there is yeshiva. Is a yeshiva? I mean, I wasn't going to. I thought that there's no yeshiva, right?
No,
so I wasn't planning to. So I want to finish this, but if there's time Thursday, I'll talk about the other Yom Kippur.